What are you guys doing? So I've got a story for you here. I can find it. The story's called The Ant, the Toe, and the Angel. The Blue Ridge Mountains loomed over the little yard around the cabin. Seated on one of the many rocks that adorned the lawn, Paul stared at the mountains. When would he and his brothers explore their Blue Ridges again? At that moment, an ornery little ant bit his big toe. Paul jumped off the rock, reaching down and crushed the ant with his finger. "That ant about bit my toe off," he muttered as he ran towards the house to join the rest of his family. Bursting through the door, he saw Phil, his brother, sitting on the couch reading a book. Plopping down beside him, Paul groaned, "An ant bit my toe off." Phil looked up from his book. "Yeah, right. An ant can't bite a toe off." "Yes, it can," Phil insisted. "At least this one did. He was a big one. He bit my toe right off." "That's not true," Phil answered seriously. "You know an ant didn't bite your toe off. See, the toe is still there." What could Paul say now? It was true. His toe was still there, as real as the afternoon sun sinking in the horizon. But Paul stuck stubbornly to his story. "Yes, an ant did bite my toe off, and an angel came and put it back on." Phil laughed, and just then Mama stepped into the room. Phil announced, "Mama, Paul is lying. He claims an ant bit his toe off, and when I reminded him his toe was still there, he claimed an angel put it back on." "But it's true," Paul wailed, almost in tears. "He just doesn't believe me." Phil burst out laughing again. "Phil, that's enough," Mama said firmly. "Paul, follow me." Paul followed his mother into the bedroom, his mind working fast. What could he do? His story seemed so real by now that he could almost make himself believe it. No, he couldn't back out. Mama had to believe him, he decided. Once they reached the bedroom, Mama sat down on the bed and motioned for Paul to sit beside her, and she started slowly. "Paul, sometimes we make up stories, and that's not bad. But if we act serious and try to make people believe the story, that's called lying." "But Mama, it's true," Phil insisted. "Tell me what happened," Mama said. "I was in the yard, and an ant bit my toe off." Mama's mouth twitched strangely as she listened. "Then I prayed to Jesus, and he sent an angel to put my toe back on." Mama gazed at her little son. Paul looked honestly up at her, smiling through his tears. He had almost convinced himself. "Paul, you know that isn't true," Mama finally said. "Mama, it is true." "Paul, if you keep saying it's true, then you are lying, and I will have to spank you." Mama stood and walked to the closet. Reaching up, she pulled a piece of black garden hose off the shelf. Paul trembled. He knew what that little hose was all about. Sitting down on the bed again, Mama said, "Paul, tell me the truth. Did an ant bite your toe off, or didn't it?" Paul's mouth was powder dry. He knew he could save himself from the spanking, but he was committed to his story. "Yes," he gulped. "The ant bit my toe off." Slowly, Mama got up. "Paul, bend over the bed. I have to spank you because you keep on lying." Paul bent over the bed, and the little black hose did its cleansing work, and Paul's little will broke. When they were done, Mama sat on the bed beside Paul again. He was trying hard to choke back his tears. Mama put her arm around him and asked, "Paul, did an ant bite your toe off?" "No," Paul choked out the word, and then he burst out crying. "Go tell Phil that you just made up the ant story, and everything will be all right, okay?" Paul nodded and ran off to find Phil, feeling better already. So I think it's safe to say that he learned a pretty important lesson there. And if he would have just changed his story a little bit, would it have been wrong? If he would have said, "The biggest ant I've ever seen bit my toe, and it felt like it bit my toe off," would that have been lying? He said it felt like he bit his toe off. But he didn't. If he would have said that, he wouldn't have said that an ant actually bit his toe off. So that wouldn't have been lying. He didn't have to tell the story that he did. And telling stories can be fun, and it can be fun to make up stories. But like his mom said, when we try to make people believe those stories, that's when it becomes a lie. And I found a couple verses here. Where were they? Proverbs 12:22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight." So I think it's pretty safe to say that God does not like lying. It's listed as one of the Ten Commandments, "Thou shalt not lie." And it can be easy to tell a lie. It can feel really hard to tell the truth sometimes, but I think we can often forget how important it is to be honest and to tell the truth. So I hope you guys can remember that. You can all go back to your seats.